What's happening locally? The news.
And indeed, it is our Friday morning look, our last look for this week, some of those stories relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. The Minister of the Environment, Milciades Concepcion, has revealed more details of the latest aspirations of Minera Panama when on the 15th of December last they presented a new proposal with which they intended to modify the environmental agreements agreed since the end of 2021. Until now, the government had focused on revealing that Minera Panama's latest aspiration was to fundamentally change economic aspects, such as the previously agreed royalty regime. But Concepcion said on Thursday that the company also intended that they be, quote, more flexible on some environmental measures in general terms, unquote. On environmental issues, the company has requested some changes, but we're not going to give in, said the official as he left the Cabinet Council, held this Thursday morning on the land adjacent to the Canal Administration building. They requested more areas to work in the industrial process of the mining company, more land than they had already been granted, Concepcion stressed when journalists asked more details about the so-called flexibility. In the process of agreeing to a new agreement with the mining company, the first issue negotiated was environmental, with 12 agreed points, Concepcion recalled. Among other things, Minera Panama had promised to install monitoring stations to monitor water and air quality within the project, giving Panama access to that data in real time. Another of the agreed points was the installation of a permanent office within the project, which will allow the state to supervise the operation of the mine, as well as monitor compliance with environmental regulations. Concepcion reiterated in the conversation with the media that the government has not given an inch in the environmental agreements. The official was summoned by the National Assembly on January the 10th. This is to go and discuss this issue. He announced that he is already prepared to answer the questionnaire. There is still no defined date for the dialogue table by the Social Security Fund, the CSS, to be reactivated after more than a year of it now being paralyzed. The General Director of the CSS, Enrique Lau Cortez, affirmed that they are waiting for the International Labour Organization, the ILO, to come to Panama. I think they should refine their agenda. That is the path we're on, he commented. The reason for stopping the discussions in the dialogue by the CSS in December of 2021 was to wait for the diagnosis of the IVM by the ILO. Well, finally, the report was in the hands of the governments in September of last year. Lau indicated that they needed the body to support the report of the actuarial study and that they also include scenarios with possible solutions to make decisions to save the exclusively defined benefit pension subsystem, whose reserves are going to run out in 2024. Well, yesterday morning, consulted by the media, the General Director of the Social Security didn't want to advance dates on the reactivation of the talks that would lead to a reform in the Disability, Old Age and Death, that's the IVM program. The Ombudsman, Eduardo LeBlanc, joined the voices that reject the decrees that regulate the use of beaches, rivers and spas in Panama Oeste and Coclay. LeBlanc reported that he will request in writing on Thursday, that was yesterday, the 5th of January, the repeal of a decree issued by the mayor of Anton in Coclay on December the 28th, which establishes a series of rules for the, quote, good use and control of activities, unquote. This is in beach areas, in rivers, lakes and in spas. It will also ask the government of West Panama to repeal the resolution of December the 28th that establishes a schedule for access to beaches, rivers, lakes and spas from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. It also establishes the prohibition of the entry and consumption of alcoholic beverages and the carrying out of bus rides. Well, according to the Ombudsman, the decree and the resolution violate the free use and enjoyment of the beaches. And he warned that if these norms are not repealed, he will go to the Supreme Court of Justice to present an appeal of unconstitutionality. At the moment, there are three who would dispute the presidential candidacy of the ruling Democratic Revolutionary Party, the PRD, a group that will hold its primaries on the 11th of June. They are the Vice President of the Republic and Minister of the Presidency, José Gabriel Carrizo, the President of the Assembly, Crispiano Adames, and the former President of the Republic, Martín Torrijos. These three figures, as explained by the Minister of Housing and Second Vice President of the National Executive Committee of the PRD, Rogelio Paredes, have electoral aspirations, and some have been conducting probes within the group. The one who would have the greatest support within the PRD, according to Paredes, would be Carrizo, although he announced that to obtain the presidential candidacy, he must, of course, win the primaries. Paredes declared that he's willing to give his support to Carrizo and that he is not the only one. Several influential PRD deputies, such as Benicio Robinson and Raul Pineda, are also with the vice president. Representatives of the Corrimiento, with whom he has had contact, would be added to that list, although Paredes did not provide their names. In addition to the support the deputies and other government officials can give him, Carrizo has the backing of President Laurentino Cortizo. Last November, Cortizo said that any official who wants to participate in the May 2024 elections must resign before the 15th of January, long before what the electoral code dictates. So Carrizo should then leave the Ministry of the Presidency before that date. And he remains vice president, though, of the Republic, since that position is a popular election. PRD sources confirm that Carrizo's departure from the cabinet is imminent. The rector of the Autonomous University of Chiriquí, UNACHI, Etelvina Medianero de Bonegas, continues under the scrutiny of the authorities, this time through criminal proceedings for alleged embezzlement. The person in charge of conducting the investigation is the Attorney General of the nation in charge, Javier Caraballo. In the event that he issues a prosecutor's hearing with a request to call the rector to trial, the decision must rest with the criminal chamber of the Supreme Court of Justice. Although the investigation carried out by the Attorney General's office against the rector for possible direct and joint liability in an alleged patrimonial inquiry in the case of double salary, which was closed and archived on the 12th of December. This was by the Court of the Accounts. Now the case continues before the Public Ministry, since a complaint has also been filed in that instance for these same facts, but to investigate whether a crime against public administration was committed. And Panama appears on the wish list of the 21 luxury and exotic destinations proposed to visit in 2023 by the Bloomberg publication. The platform highlights that in the midst of a panorama of economic recession, inflation and high interest rates, the travel and tourism industry will continue to reactivate, and global tourism spending of more than $1.4 trillion is expected, that may increase as travel to and from China opens up. The 21 recommended destinations range from a paradisical Caribbean beaches in St. Lucia, foodie tours in Toronto, Canada, to exploring relics in Madrid, Spain, or diving into modernity in Edinburgh. In the case of Panama City, the international publication qualifies the metropolis as an ideal place for a jet-set party, combined with an urban stay and exotic beaches in Bocas del Toro, in addition to a culinary offer that fuses Orto Chothonosus flavors. And those are just some of the things that you'll find here in the local news, compiled for you for this morning's programme.